Good evening and welcome to the after party. Guys, we just got off our live stream on YouTube and we streamed as well to Facebook. And it was about overlanding across the United States. So if that's something you're interested in, do me a favor. Definitely go check out that previous stream on both YouTube as well as Facebook. Today, this is, well, it's actually an after party. And it after party with water, by the way, because I didn't grab anything else. After party right here on Facebook. And well, it's only Facebook. It's only Facebook. We're doing this for our podcast. Guys, if you haven't checked out our website, definitely feel free to jump over there at bubbasgarage.tv. We are listing our podcast there. But if you are a podcast fan and you love your podcast, do me a favor. Check us out on Google Play Store. If you go to the Google Play Store, we're on, our podcast is there. Just do a search for Bubba's Garage TV. But if that's not your thing and you want to actually use the true Google Podcast, you can go to Google Podcast and check us out there. We will be on iTunes and iHeartRadio here in the very near future. I'm almost positive of it. Problem is Bubba needs a little bit of time to get things squared away. That's what we're working on. But tonight, babe, what are we talking about tonight? On our Facebook exclusive.
Tonight, we're going to be talking about the United States opening up for business and how do you feel about that? There's a lot of back and forth controversy about one person is all for it, another person is very leery of it, and a lot of different aspects. Businesses, schools, everything. The state's opening up completely, kind of touching on what our previous what we just got off from video is, you know, vacations, you know, state parks, stuff like that. Everything is opening back up for business. And we're really curious how you feel about it. I'm kind of very leery about having certain things or even the whole country just opening back up as everything is right now for a lot of reasons, mostly for, you know, that safety health risk thing. You know, I just keep getting stuck on the virus aspect of everything and how, you know, the exposure is so easy. And, you know, there's a lot of people who I understand, you know, really need to get back to work, really need to, you know, get a paycheck, put food on the table.
But hold on a minute. You just crammed a bunch of crap out of us really fast. So, yeah, I want to back up real quick because, I get your opinion. I get the fact that the world has to be safe. I'm a big proponent of being safe. But here's the thing. We have hundreds of thousands of people out there that aren't able to work, right? So, I mean, let's look at this for a minute. I mean, do you agree or disagree? I mean, the fact of the matter is, if we do not open up America, if we do not open it up, then these people are without jobs. And here's the thing, you know, I got mouths to feed too. So when you start thinking about it for a minute, it's like, if it's for leisure, you know, I get it. We got to pull back a little bit, save from, you know, taking too many risks. But when it takes, when you're talking about putting food on the table, I mean, at that point in time, if you don't have a choice, you kind of have to take those risks, right? I mean, I don't know. I got mixed feelings about it. I totally agree with you, babe. I think we got to be safe. But at the same time, I think America has got to come back.
And I totally agree with that. America does need to start opening back up. America needs to start functioning again. My problem or my concern is you're going to have so many people out there who are stressed and really do need to get back to work to put food on the table that we're going to open everything too fast. And with that said, you know, we're looking at a possible second round of, you know, why open up if we're going to set ourselves up to start back from square one is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I kind of see that. I mean, you know, but I think that's where I'm not saying that we're failing because we're not going to fail if we're putting food on the table. I think that's where, you know, my opinion comes in that it's more of a, can we do it and be smart? Can we do it and be innovative? Can we do it? And well, we're business owners right here in Bubba's Garage. We're business owners. We own several different businesses. How can we do things and do it differently? But I don't mean what a lot of the government regulations. I mean, I know right here in the state of Texas, our governor is implementing restrictions. This says 25%, et cetera. They're going to slowly grow that. But I think it puts the onus on us as business owners to, well, you know, I'm not saying screw the rules, but let's look at this realistically for a minute. Let's do the rules, but how can you do your business differently? How can you sell your product differently? Or maybe this gives you an opportunity to sell different products in different ways, right? And I think that's what I'm curious of. And, you know, and I get it. You know, I feel like we have to go to work, you know, so we're just going to implement these measures because we got bills to pay. But if we think differently, we can implement these measures and increase revenue the whole nine yards at the exact same time, right? I mean, the mall's been empty, babe, and it's been open for a week, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a very good example. The mall, yeah, it's been empty for a while now, longer than a week. It's been empty for a while because all the stores were forced to shut down. And now, the longer this lasts, like you said, eventually everything has to wake up. Well, these companies, these stores are starting to open back up. And they've started with, at least here in our area, curbside pickup. You order from the store and they bring it out to your car, which is a great way of having that good compromise in between. You can still have your employees working, but you're also still keeping your employees and the community safe. So that's a plus. My concern is now let's stay on the mall topic. The malls actually start opening up for people to go into stores, and everybody's been wearing masks and gloves to help protect them. The thing that I'm concerned is those masks aren't 100% perfect. They're not 100% protecting you from the virus. And I feel like with those masks and gloves, people might get a little bit too comfortable with things opening up too fast. And now you're putting not just other customers, the employees, but everybody that you go home to or come in contact at risk.
Yeah, I agree with that. But that's why I encourage innovation. I mean, this is why I encourage every business owner in America to think differently. This is why I think that if you do things differently, you could come out of this as one heck of a winner. And, you know, I've mentioned this several times on previous live streams that we've done right here on Bubba's Garage. And that is every business that is impacted for 1 week could take 1 month to recover. Some businesses impacted for 1 week could take a year to recover from that. So, you know, if we innovate, if we take this opportunity to innovate and to do things differently, we could come out ahead. And, you know, at the same time of our maintaining safety, right? I mean, just because we're giving these guidelines that say wear a face mask, wash your hands, you know, all that stuff, that's great. But from a business standpoint, if you don't find a way to innovate, where are you going to be in 6 months to a year? I mean, do you really think COVID's going to be gone in 2 months? Do you really think COVID's going to be gone in 6 months? No, our education system, as well as every single commodity that we ever purchase in the United States, needs to start thinking differently. And they did that like phenomenally in the first run of things. I mean, you know, you could go to your local restaurant and pick up milk in the drive-thru. Why not? You got the product anyway. Why not sell it? Make it convenient. Do it. Make it happen, right? So, you know, when we ask this topic about, you know, are we ready? Is the United States, is it open for business? Is it the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do? You know, I don't know that I agree or disagree. The fact of the matter is I know people need to go to work. I just highly encourage the business owners out there in the world to start being innovative and do things differently. right? I mean, I get your perspective about being safe, but I think people can do that, but do it differently. Not just be safe, but do business differently, you know?
I feel like from all of this, just the past few weeks, since the shelter in place order, there's been a lot to learn from. People have learned how to work remote. People have learned how to teach classes, elementary schools, high schools, colleges, offering more online classes. Remote work is definitely something that should be thought of and utilized as much as possible for at least the next foreseeable future. And that kind of lowers a little bit more of the risk of exposure with opening up some of these other businesses. Doctor's offices, a huge one. Restaurants, you know, we can talk about restaurants. Restaurants, you have waitresses, you have waiters who are in close contact with you and whoever you're at the table with. Here locally, there are some restaurants that are giving waitresses and waiters the option to wear masks while they're working. And, you know, that's good. But there's also other restaurants who are just downright, we're going to keep doing our order online and pick up. We'll bring it out to the curb because that allows their employees to still come in and work and get a paycheck without putting their employees and their patrons at risk of being exposed. You know, in restaurants, there's a lot of sanitary things that have to happen that people tend to take for granted. Wiping down the tables everywhere from McDonald's to Outback Steakhouse, there's wiping down the tables, there's cleaning the dishes, there's, you know, people are preparing your food. A lot of sanitary things that have to happen before that a lot of people take for granted before other people can utilize those spaces.
Right. But let's look at, you know, when you let's look at that. So you talked about that, you know, ever since I was a kid, a fast food restaurant is the same today as it was when I was a kid. And I'm not 10. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, we get ourselves caught up in this mindset of that's just the way it's always been. And that's just the way we're always going to do it. Well, who said restaurants have to operate the way they do today? Who said restaurants are actually, you go in and you sit down or you have a drive-through? I mean, all I'm saying here is that what's wrong with innovation? What's wrong with trying things outside the box and doing things a little bit differently? You know, I mean, there are fast food restaurants that I've been to that were phenomenal. They got like double drive-through, man. And they never have a dining room to begin with, and they're turning over numbers like you wouldn't believe. But their overhead is probably 10 times smaller. So, you know, when you talk about restaurants and, you know, now you got the cleaning staff having to worry about tables and chairs. Now we got a table that you can't use because you got to sit the other table down the row. What about doing things differently? You know, now that table comes out and becomes an ATM machine. I don't know. Maybe that table comes out and becomes I don't know. I'm making this stuff up. But I'm trying to encourage innovation because I think that just because restaurants have been restaurants for the past umpteen billion years, they have a drive-through window and or a dining area, doesn't mean that restaurants can't operate differently. I mean, honestly, I love the taco truck. I mean, I'm a big fan of the taco truck, you know. Maybe this is the opportunity for every single one of those restaurants to create one heck of a taco truck. Maybe we're going to see more taco trucks in the future, babe. What do you think about that? Taco Tuesday, y'all.
Well, yeah, I'm all for a good taco truck. I mean, I love getting those street tacos. They're awesome. Another thing that some businesses have started doing is selling their actual ingredients where you can go up and say, I want to buy this sauce that your restaurant has on their food. I want to buy, you know, these items that, you know, normally you wouldn't get unless you bought a plate or bought an actual food from the restaurant. That's another innovative way of actually still bringing in money, putting your employees to work and doing things a little differently.
Yeah, I absolutely love that one. I mean, how many times have you gone to this phenomenal Mexican food restaurant and they have the salsa that you're like, you to dream of, and you're like, I want to take this home, and you can't. Why not? Sell me a gallon. Come on. I mean, in the end, that's increased revenue for the restaurant. They got a package of stuff anyway. Just give me a gallon and call it done. But I guess there's probably rules and regulations to that. I'm sure somebody's got their hands in some sort of red tape around that prevents you from being able to do that. But why not? I mean, if I'm going to visit your restaurant and I love your salsa, let me have some. I will pay for it, right? I believe that's a phenomenal idea. That's an innovative way of being able to do things differently. If you got a gallon of milk, I might take that with me as well, because wife said I needed to pick some up on the way home, and I'm not going to the local grocery store because I'm a guy and I don't like to go to the grocery store. You know what I mean? So I believe innovation is a huge part of going forward in the future. And what better time to work on that innovation than now? That's just my opinion. And restaurants, you know, don't really have to go too far. Why not? I mean, some restaurants could do delivery. I know we got these Grubhubs and things like that, but why not the restaurant do the delivery? Why not the restaurant do the delivery and charge an extra $5? Guess what? You're now keeping your people employed, right? I mean, it's possible.
Well, I mean, yeah, pizza delivery is one of the biggest things out there. They've been doing it for umpteen years and they have plenty of employees. They keep their employees paid and their employees still get tips, just like a server would get at a restaurant. You know, why not expand that to your other restaurants, not necessarily just pizza or hamburger places? You know, your local favorite restaurant starts delivering. That would be huge for their business, because now people can actually order and have it delivered to their house rather than going to the restaurant. You would probably actually get more orders.
Right, right. Yeah, I think restaurants have a lot of opportunity to be able to increase their revenue by doing things differently. And I think a lot of restaurants have actually shown that. What I hope that they do is they don't change that. So, you know, back to that original topic, United States is open for business. So, you know, what are your thoughts? And I think if you're going to be open for business, that's great. Fine. Do things differently. And I don't mean just follow the rule book. Do things legitimately differently. Think outside the box and do what other people aren't doing. And I think you're going to have an opportunity to grow from this. You're going to have an opportunity to keep your employees in business, because in about 6 months, your business is going to be hurting if you didn't have the reserve funds to take care of this pitfall, because the world's not going to be the same in 6 months. Now let's talk about retail stores. Retail stores. I read an article the other day, babe. I read an article just the other day. Texas has been open for about a week, right? So Texas has been open for about a week. The malls are open. They fully staff. They get employees in there. And guess what? One person shows up to peruse and never buys.
Now you're paying for an employee to be there when nobody's coming to the stores anyways.
Yeah. And that's scary, right? So, from a retail store standpoint, it's a little concerning. What is it that is going to be different? What's going to set you apart from the rest? And Vicky says mistake. So obviously Vicky does not agree with opening the United States, believes that we probably should stay closed a little while. I respect that. I totally get that. And, you know, when we're talking about these retail stores, you know, are we talking about employees that may be out a job if they're not able to open? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, I mean, if the store isn't bringing in revenue, they can't pay their employees. So how would they do that? They can't, which is where the idea of having the online ordering, having an employee in the store that carries the order out to the vehicle of the person who purchased it, you're doing basically the same thing, except having the people come into the store. Yeah, whenever somebody actually goes into a store, and I'm guilty of this every time I go grocery shopping, when you go into a store, physically go into a store, you're more likely to buy more than what you went there for.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Upselling, right?
But with that said, at least if they kept doing the online ordering and having it carried out to the vehicle of the person who purchased it, which has been working, in my opinion, phenomenally, you're still able to get that revenue to keep that employee getting a paycheck, have that employee be able to put food on their table.
Right. So, but do you think just because it's working phenomenally doesn't actually mean that it's paying the bills?
Yeah. That's true. I don't know that store's books. I don't know how much money they're losing for doing that versus how much money they're bringing in. I don't know that, but to be able to have an employee come into work and punch on the clock and still be able to do their job, even if that day just paid for that one employee plus the cost of having the doors open, it's a win in my opinion, right?
Yeah, I think so. And you kind of hit the nail on the head, you know, because we went to a local electronics store and we actually had to pick up some electronic hardware. And when we ordered, we weren't able to go inside to actually get that product. We actually pulled up front, sent a text message, and they delivered it to your car. That's less risk. That's less risk. It's less exposure. There's still risk, no matter how you look at it. But, I mean, are we thinking that from the retail space that your best innovative approach is more of a depot? Go in, I'm going to shop, but I'm going to buy this and I'm going to pull up front and you're going to just drop it in my car. I don't know how some of these retail stores that may employ 5 to 10 people, I don't see the, I mean, how do you keep that 5 to 10 people employed, right?
Well, that's where as a business owner, as the manager of your employees, you would have to kind of judge how much business is your company bringing in versus how many people you need there to keep the business running. So if you only have, as a business owner, you get 10 orders in one day, you probably don't need 10 employees working that day. So yeah, it's not perfect. It's not the greatest of ideas when it comes to having all of your employees come in to start working again, opening up again, but at least cycling through those employees, people still get to work to some degree and be able to put food on their table.
Yeah. You know, I think when, you know, and Vicky mentions most employees want to work, but they are scared. I highly respect that. I don't blame them. If you don't have the ability to work remote, it can be a scary process, especially if you have young ones or older ones at home. But I think you kind of hit the nail on the head some there, babe. I mean, but bottom line is you're not going to need that 10 employees. And that's crickets in the room. You know, now we're talking about people have to get laid off. So what I encourage business owners to do, not just restaurant owners, but retail owners more importantly, and that is innovate a different way, you know, and I don't know what that answer is. I don't have a clue, but here's the thing. If you're never going to be able to fully stock your store, you're never going to be able to get employees in there like they used to be. If you're not able to get employees in there like you used to, you might have to stagger your staff a little bit, which means not everybody's going to get 100% paycheck, but some people are still going to get some sort of paycheck. But maybe we take different avenues. You know, maybe you look at delivery. You know, I don't know. That's a weird idea, but maybe so. Now you got employees doing delivery. You give a surcharge for that delivery so that you can kind of keep these people in business or keep people employed. I don't know. The retail world is definitely tough. I'm a firm believer in being able to go to your store and look at the product, especially clothes. I'm picky about my clothes, y'all. I mean, I'm really picky about my clothes. I'm going to go in there and look at them, try them on. You know, if they don't work out, you know, that I can switch it up, right? I'm not really sure, you know, what the best approach is, but I have to admit, I think retail stores are going to be impacted the most. I really do, babe.
Well, and you kind of hit the nail on the head in my mind when you said, you know, retail stores looking into delivery. You know, that's actually a whole nother topic. where you order something online through a store, Amazon, eBay, whatever you're shopping from. That stuff is then mailed to you either through USPS, UPS, FedEx, and it could take a week to 2 weeks to get here, where if you had a direct ordering service for your particular store and had an employee deliver it, people might be more apt to order online because it's from a local store. And, you know, it'll be almost like a pizza delivery service. I want to order these jeans and that shirt, and then it shows up delivery from your local store that same day.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, but I guess it's kind of like, you know, I do feel like retail stores are going to be the ones that are impacted most, because it comes from our previous video that we just did live on YouTube about overlanding. You know, this is a leisure, you know, shopping around and, you know, you're going to go to your local goods store that sells foods and things like that, that are necessities. But, you know, and you're going to go to the mall and look for clothes, and it's going to be more of a leisure thing. So I think less folks in the world are going to be apt to do that. So I do believe retail outfits are probably going to be impacted the most. The question is what can they do to innovate themselves, set themselves apart from the rest? I'd love to hear your comments on that. You know, bars, salons, and sporting venues, I think are going to be very interesting. And the funny thing is, I think those are the ones that probably will be impacted less, meaning right now they're impacted because they got enforcement rules that say you can't do X, Y, and Z. But when I say impacted the most, I'm thinking they're going to bring in some revenue, but they could have a larger impact of COVID cases because of it, because they have some major challenges ahead for them.
Especially like salons. Salons is a huge one because there's really no way to cut hair other than cutting hair. I mean, your stylist is going to be right there next to you. There's no way you can stay 6 feet away from your stylist while getting your hair cut. So, I mean, that's going to be really interesting to see how some of these salons open up. I did see something about some of our local salons are trying to help that by only having every other chair in a salon being utilized at a time. And depending on the size of the salon, probably be waiting outside until your appointment time or until a stylist is available. So those things will help, but it's going to be interesting to see how it moves forward and how that changes and progresses.
Yeah, I think we still got a little bit more time to determine how those things are going to work out. I guess in the end, if you want a massage, it's probably going to be with sticks. Somebody's going to be standing about 6 foot away from you using sticks to massage you. And the thing is, but you know, we laugh, right? We laugh, but let's think about this for a minute. Innovation. Who said those sticks have to be just pointy sticks? They could be some complicated engineered sticks that will massage you the right way, whatever that is. I don't know, but that's innovation at its best. And I think that's where we need to be. You know, when we talk about sporting venues bring in millions and millions and millions of dollars. You go to the local football game or the NFL or college football game, they're going to lose a lot of money. I don't care who you are. They're going to lose a lot of money if this stays. And I got news for you. COVID's not going away. So, yes, they're going to lose money. Prepare to lose money, right? Well, I tell you what, get half the people in there, right? Because you got to leave every other seat. You got to leave the rows in front of you. Get every other. So do that and sell more beer. And you might make up the difference. Be innovative, sport venues, sell more beer. It's an idea. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're right, though. I mean, sporting venues, local theaters here are kind of dealing with the same problem as sporting venues. And local theaters here are saying that when they do open up, they're going to have every other row. And there has to be like 2 to 6 seats in between the person sitting next to you. When you think about that in a sporting venue, when you think about in a stadium size venue, you're losing about 80% of your revenue because you're only filling up 20% of the seats at that point. And yeah, finding new ways of making up for that. You know, that's going to be the tricky part, because everybody, the fall comes around, especially like Thanksgiving, Christmas. You always have the football game playing in the background, right? Even if nobody's watching, it's coming. It's just, it depends on how they come up with different ways of making that available and still being able to make the money to keep the programs running.
Right. So, you know, the United States is open for business. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? In my opinion, it's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing that people are going to work because they have mouths to feed and they got families to take care of. And I highly respect that. If you are in a position to buy or purchase from smaller local businesses in your area, I highly, highly recommend doing it. Support your small businesses, support the local businesses, support the American-made businesses, show them what America is about. One thing I'll have to leave you with as we wrap up this after party is this. We don't know what the world has in store for us over the next 3 to 6 months. It has been a constant change every day, right, babe?
Every day, something's changing.
Yeah. So it's hard to plan the future. It's hard to plan, you know, where things are going and where things aren't. But I believe that opening the United States is the right thing to do. I just encourage each and every business owner out there to try to innovate different ways of doing business that maybe people are going to frown upon or people aren't going to be able to really think about. But why not try it? Right now you have the staff. Get them busy. Let them help you make these things happen. Yeah, guys, I think we're going to wrap up this video right here tonight. Babe, do you have anything else you want to add?
No, not right now.
Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us on this live stream. This is our after party, Facebook exclusive. We hope to do these once every week. We're piloting it, trying it out. But once every Friday night, we're going to go live on YouTube as well as Facebook with a particular topic at 7 o'clock p.m. If you have any comments on what you would like for those topics to be, or if you would like to be a special guest right here on Bubba's Garage, do me a favor, reach out right here on Facebook. And if not, visit our webpage at bubbasgarage.tv. We have a contact section there. Contact us. Let us know that you would like to be a part of it, or let us know what topics that you would like to cover in, if you would like to be a part of that particular topic. Definitely let us know. We'd love to hear your feedback. Guys, if you like this video, do me a favor, click the huge like button down at the bottom there of the screen. And if you really like this video and you want to stick around to find out what happens next, look us up on YouTube and definitely subscribe there. And until next time, we'll see you on the flip side. Good night, everybody.
Good night.